Chapter 3. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there who had his hand withered. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, Stand up in the middle. And he said to them, Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good, or to do harm? To save a life, or to kill? But they were silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved at the hardening of their hearts, he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. And the Pharisees went out, and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. And Jesus withdrew to the sea with his disciples, and a large crowd followed from Galilee, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and beyond the Jordan, and those from around Tyre and Sidon. A large crowd, when they heard what great things he did, came to him. And he told his disciples that a small boat should stay near him because of the crowd, so that they would not press on him. For he had healed many, so that as many as had diseases pressed on him that they might touch him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him, and shouted, saying, You are the Son of God. And he sternly warned them that they should not make him known. And he went up into the mountain, and called to himself those whom he wanted, and they went to him. And he appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, to have authority to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. And he appointed the 12. And to Simon he gave the name Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which means, sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And he came into a house, and the crowd came together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his family heard it, they went out to take charge of him, for they said, He is out of his mind. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, He has Beelzebul, and, by the prince of the demons he casts out the demons. And so he summoned them, and said to them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself, and is divided, he will not be able to stand, but has an end. But no one can enter into the house of the strong man to plunder, unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Truly I tell you, all sins of the sons of men will be forgiven, including their blasphemies with which they may blaspheme, but whoever may blaspheme against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin because they said, He has an unclean spirit. And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, Look, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. And he answered them, saying, Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking around at those who sat around him, he said, Look, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, the same is my brother, and my sister, and mother.